You're listening to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox Podcast in association with Smile Radio, playing the best undiscovered gems and classic alternative music, paying homage to the bands and artists that play under the mainstream radio. You can contact me by email, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. Right, coming up first, we've got Hot Souls. They're a Sheffield duo. They've been delivering show-stopping live performances since their arrival on the music scene back in 2010. Their achievements include an incredible transatlantic jamming session with the legendary Dwayne Eddy on BBC Radio 5. They've also played alongside the likes of Franz Ferdinand, Vampire Weekend, Deep Valley, Dr. Feelgood and Sleaford Mods. It's exciting stuff, and they really are building quite a glittering musical CV. This is called The Regulator.
Regulator, hear me.
What a tune that is. Oh, Moan. It's from Liverpool trio The Mysterines, deemed as one of the most exciting bands, even for the tender years. They are still only in the teens. They've played a handful of gigs to date, and they are building quite a reputation, understandably so, when you listen to that. They're currently touring, and you can catch them, I think. November the 28th, they're at the Fulford Arms in York. Record Junkies in Sheffield on the 29th, and The Lantern in Halifax on November the 30th. And I think they've got some further dates coming up in the new year, so keep a lookout for them. Up next, we have got Jordan Edward Benjamin, known as Grandson, Canadian American musician, best known for his politically charged lyrics and music videos. He gets his inspiration from the likes of Ray Charles, Bob Marley, Rage Against the Machine. Now, there's a bit of a a bit of a contradiction. That's a wide variety there, you know, Marley, Rage Against the Machine. Anyway, check it out. This is Stick Up.
Insanity. Every day he's dealing with a new calamity. Lost his a dry patch when you're sledding, and waking up with my lip bleeding.
That was Dog Years from female trio Daddy Issues, bringing parts of punk and pop and grunge together. It certainly reminded me of a Seattle grunge band. I can't quite put my finger on it. Right, up next we've got Hands Off Gretel, sassy alternative rock grunge band from South Yorkshire. They've just completed 4 headline UK tours, playing major festivals including Download, Isle of Wight, Rebellion Main Stage and Camden Rocks. And they are building themselves quite a reputation as a fantastic live act. The new album is out on the is on the horizon in 2019, and they are currently touring. You can catch them at Stereo Glasgow on November the 30th, and that's with the Virgin Marys, who are actually on the show later on. On December the 7th, it's Sheffield, the Washington, and they've got a support band with them there. And December the 27th, the Old Schoolhouse in Barnsley with Dharma. Bad egg.
And they hate me, for so lonely how to cope, and they despise me, like the rain after wonderful weather. And they hate me, like the cows of the people in leather. And they despise me. Every day in miserable weather, I'm about it. I take the pain on everyone's pleasure. I am about it. It's like the pain in miserable weather. Choke, choke. I'm at the end of my road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Quality music comes as standard with the Codfather and his alternative jukebox stroke podcast. That was the Pierce Brothers and Take Me Out. A twin brothers, Jack and Pat Pierce, taking their unique brand of folk music from busking the streets of Melbourne to the world. Multi-talented instrumentalists they are, and they've been shaking dance floors to sell out shows across Europe, Canada, USA and their native Australia. You can see why me and Nathan just been bouncing around the studio there. What a tune that was. Don't forget, you can check my website out, please do. Website out, please do, for all the latest blogs, news. You can even catch some of the old shows on there. There's plenty of other stuff going on, so please do go to www.thecodfatherdj.com. You can also catch me on Instagram at thecodfatherdj, Facebook, The Codfather, and I say this will be going out on Podbean as well, The Codfather. Up next, we've got Dan Owen. A Shropshire boy who earned his success the old-fashioned way. He played every pub, club. There was none of this X Factor or anything that. He went to all the pubs and clubs that would have him play. Honing his craft with old bluesmen. He's gone from performing for politicians at Westminster to partying in Nashville with Willie Nelson. I absolutely love this track. This is Hideaway.
Oh, I want you, you, you. All I want is you, you, you. All I want is you. Give you stars above, sun on the brightest day. Giving you all my love. If only you would say that I want you, you, you. All I want is you, you, you. All I want is you.
A little bit more mellow there with the Codfather. That was Tom Waits and I Want You. That was released back in 1992. Tom Waits, as well as being a musician, he also had 25 appearances as a screen actor. And his first movie role was Paradise Alley back in 1978. The film was written by and starred Sylvester Stallone. And apparently his favourite sound is the bacon frying in a pan. I'm not going to argue with that one, Tom.
And walls, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the prison ship lies waiting by the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. So lonely round the fields of Athenry. By lonely prison walls, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary. Against famine and the crown, I fought, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round these fields of Athenry. By lonely harbour walls, she watched the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, for she'll live in hope and pray for her love of Botany Bay. It's so lonely round these fields of Athenry.
watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. Now how lonely lie these fields of Athenry. It's so lonely.
Beautiful. The fantastic Fields of Athenry from the very, very talented Rachel Croft. She's an alternative folk singer, songwriter from York in the UK. Combining rich, complex vocals and over a finger-picked guitar. Often her songs are inspired by Celtic melodies, as that one. She's a very accomplished guitarist, and to me she's got a voice like silk. The song was written in the 1970s by Pete St. John. It's an Irish folk ballad set during the Great Irish Famine, or Great Irish Hunger, of 1845 to 1850. And the song was also adopted by the Republic of Ireland national football team in 1990. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with me, you can go on to Smile Radio. That's www.smileradio.co. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram there, Smile Radio 3, Facebook, Smile Radio Yorkshire. And if you want to get in touch by email, it's richard@smileradio.co.
When it feels like a tidal wave, and I don't know where I stand when the ground it breaks. When it feels like a rushing wind, and I don't know where I land when the storm begins. Oh, whoa, oh, whoa. When it feels like a thundercloud, and the darkness
Godfather's alternative jukebox. That was Tidal Wave by the Worry Dolls, a female duo brought together actually at an open mic whilst they were aged 18 and they were studying at Liverpool University. They were paired together by teacher to have their opportunity actually to have their songwriting critiqued by none other than Paul McCartney. This inspired the girls to start co-writing songs. Very good song indeed as well. I love that. Great musicians. Up next we've got Dan Patlansky, blues rock guitar virtuoso. He's from South Africa, singer-songwriter, and he's open for the likes of Bruce Springsteen, and he toured with Joe Satriani. This guy, he can play. Godfather definitely recommends. And you can actually catch him at the Leeds, is it Brudenell Social Club in Leeds. He's playing there next Tuesday, the 27th, along with another artist that's on a bit very soon, Gorilla Riot. Check this out. This is Bring the World to Its Knees. We'll be right back. Last In by Guerrilla Riot. That was a five-piece dirty rock and roll blues machine. Hailing from Manchester, playing raucous blues rock, fused with an element of grunge and stoner. To say country, I didn't get any country in that, but like I say, that was Last In. These bands are out there. Like I say, you can check them out next Tuesday, November the 27th, with Dan Patlansky at Brudenell Social Club in Leeds. Check him out, it will be well worth it. Right, up next I've got Mick Artistic's Ego Trip. He's an artist, comedian, poet and performer, along with his compadre Johnny Flockton. They have a selection of well-heeled bass players joining them as well. They stride the country frightening and delivering audiences. Frightening and delighting, I should say, not delivering, frightening and delighting audiences. With their special brand of madness, they've played Glastonbury for the last 10 years, even supported the likes of Chaz and Dave, so there you go, imagine that. RIP, was it Chaz? I think it was there. This is Hospitant.
Well, I'm lying here under canvas, the blood coming out of my arm. Felt so depressed this morning, I decided to self-harm. The LGI is closed now, the Jimmy's is a bingo hall, and we're all gonna have to make the best of it all. End it all, I'm lying here in a hospice tent, cause all of the money's been spent, the NHS couldn't pay the rent. Here I am in a hospice tent, I'm lying here in a hospice tent, there's volunteers from the village of Dent, me pillow's a sack of cement. Here I am in a hospice tent. Two or three doctors and a couple of nurses all buzzing around like flies. Now and again there's a stifled groan and somebody died. They've run out of lint and aspirin and the air is thick with sweat. I could be the healthiest person here but I wouldn't like to bet. I'm lying here in a hospice tent, cos all of the money's been spent, the NHS couldn't pay the rent. Here I am in a hospice tent, I'm lying here in a hospice tent, there's volunteers from the village of Dent, me pillow's a sack of cement. Here I am in a hospice tent. It's cold and it's damp under canvas, the staff are doing the best. I found a spider inside me hospital nighty and a wiggly worm in my vest. The tent flap's flapping, there's an icy breeze in it, starting to rain. A stray dog wanders in, has a sniff and then wanders out again. I'm lying here in a hospice tent, cos all of the money's been spent, the NHS couldn't pay the rent. Here I am in a hospice tent, I'm lying here in a hospice tent, there's volunteers from the village of Dent, me pillow's a sack of cement. Here I am in a hospice tent. In a hole I'm living at all. Oh, you don't even know the pain I feel. I'm so proud that in minute
that was cheerful, very northern. I thought Nathan said, where they're from, Leeds. I'm not quite sure, but that was that was Mick Artistic's Ego Trip. That's very, very good. I enjoyed that. Right, the Virgin Marys are up next. Their face exploded onto the music scene back in 2013 with their debut album, King of Conflicts. They hail from Macclesfield. The band, they've been grafting hard in the studio since the start of the new year, self-producing their new album, Northern Sun Sessions, which will be released at some point this month. It may well have been released. This is Just a Ride.
Final time, pretend that we meant something more than this. When the memories you left behind remind me you were never mine, the lonely train you left without a kiss. Bites in all
Well, I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. If you want to spread the word, if you like what you're hearing, please do share it with your friends. Get them involved. Get it sharing and say, get it listened to. And if you want to be considered for the playlist, drop me a tune to my email. That's thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. Or like I say, you can nip over to the website. That's thecodfatherdj.com. You can find me on Instagram at thecodfatherdj, Facebook thecodfather, and say this will be available on Podbean and Smile Radio. Right, you can catch me next week. I'm going to leave you with Melvins.